Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check, Nibo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I am Dylan Hafer and we are cooking with gas because Top Chef is back. It's Friday and I am here with a brand new episode of Top Chef International All-Stars to discuss the season premiere of this historic season. And you know what? After a week of Scandoval, look, I have enjoyed the Scandoval as much as anyone. Enjoyed is a strange word because it's a tough time emotionally, but it has been an unprecedented period, unprecedented period of us coming together as a community, as Team Ariana, all of us, one and all, to really come together for the common good. But it has been a stressful week. It's been busy. It's been hard to focus. Every morning I've woken up and something is happening on Instagram from 7 hours ago because I'm on the East Coast and all these Vanderpump idiots are on the West Coast and they can't ever post anything during business hours. It's been a week. And I'm so glad to be here back on a Friday. Just me, myself, you, and all of us. Talking about Top Chef. I love Top Chef. If you were here for the bonus episodes last year, you know that I love getting into Top Chef every week. We just do a quick little 10, 15 minute recap, go over the most important things, react to everything, and then I'll send you on your merry way for the weekend. So I am excited to be back for this season. And also, I had the chance earlier this week to sit down with Top Chef Portland finalist and now Top Chef All-Star contestant Dawn Burrell. I talked to her about her whole Top Chef journey experience. That is going to be on Monday's Mention It All episode, along with some more Scandoval updates, whatever happens over the weekend. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss Dawn, so you don't miss any of the news, and you know, lots more good stuff coming down the pipeline. But now let's away to London for Top Chef, the premiere. This season, it's a little different. If you are just catching up, we are doing international all-stars. So that means we have 16 chefs that are finalists and winners from 11 different international Top Chef franchises. I've said a lot, I think Top Chef does one of the best jobs of any show on television, let alone not just Bravo, of incorporating diversity in so many different ways, from the contestants to the challenges to the guest judges to the types of food they're using, the locations, every part of it feels genuinely so creative and diverse and, you know, just individual. And bringing people together from around the world that have competed in different Top Chef franchises is so brilliant to me. Like, what a great idea. I want to see the best chefs from Thailand and the Middle East and Mexico and Brazil and Spain and France and Germany and Poland. This is, I mean, chef's kiss. Great job. Top Chef's kiss. Top Chef's kiss of the week goes to the Top Chef producers. But we are in London. Padma tells us that this season, the cash prize of 200,000 The $50,000 is furnished by Saratoga Spring Water. That is my favorite thing about Top Chef. Not the cooking, not the challenges, but hearing about who is furnishing these lovely prizes. And thank you to Saratoga Spring Water. They are not a sponsor of this podcast yet, but they are a sponsor of Top Chef. And, you know, congratulations. It is fun to get to meet all these new people. We have people from all over the world. There's a man named Ali from Top Chef Middle East North Africa, who is, if I do say so myself, a fucking snack. You know, we've got Dawn, who I was excited to see again. Like I said, I talked to her, but, you know, she immediately is like, yeah, last time I didn't win because I couldn't get my food on the plate in time. She knows what she has to work on. It's fun to see everyone. And of course, we go right into a quick fire. This quick fire, they have 3 minutes and they get 5 ingredients from the pantry, but there's no protein. Where's the protein? Well, Gail and Tom roll out this big ass table covered in seafood. I just love this show. Being back with Padma and Gail and Tom, and we're in London, it just feels like home. So they each they have to team up with another chef and use their 5 ingredients that they got from the pantry, plus one of the proteins from the table, and make a seafood dish. And this is great. It's interesting to see the differences a little bit from the international Top Chef franchises, because this man, Samuel, I think his name is, from Top Chef France, he's like, the shortest time we ever had on Top Chef France was 90 minutes. 90 minutes. That is luxurious. That is leisurely. Imagine if Dawn had had 90 minutes for some of those challenges. These quick fires, we're doing 20, we're doing 30, we're doing sometimes 15. Forget about Last Chance Kitchen. They're cooking in 5 minutes. 90 minutes. It'll be interesting to see kind of whether the people that are used to the typical Top Chef, I guess, US format, have any sort of leg up. I love Sylvia with a W, Sylvia from Poland, saying that Buddha was a little bit of a snob on his season. Not wrong, but, you know, they work together and, you know, they do well in the challenge. Some of this show, I always forget how technical and impressive the food is. And then I'm looking at these dishes and I'm like, I don't know what half of these things are. What is turbot? Like turbo with a T on the end, like turbo tax without the axe, cabbage, poached salmon, langoustines with gremolata, a cacio e pepe risotto with oyster. That sounded really delicious to me because I love cacio e pepe. I love risotto. But also making risotto in a quick challenge, you're in danger. Like, they're lucky that this is in the quick fire because risotto, it wasn't done. It wasn't cooked. It was a little too al dente. But it's fun to get to meet everyone, to get a little more sense of their personalities. There's a woman named Begonia from Spain. I like her a lot. There's Luciana from Brazil. She seems fun. They're serving a scallop with a shot of lobster water. We're doing lobster water this season, people. This is major. But anyway, Luciana and Gabri are in the top. Sylvia and Buddha are in the top, despite Buddha being a little bit of a snob. And Sarah and Dale are in the top. They are the winners of the challenge. They made a langoustines with gremolata. Sounds delicious. A langoustine is like a lobster, right? I'm not making that up. Anyway, the last thing I ate was like a Rice Krispie treat that was in the office that looked delicious. It had like Lucky Charm pieces in it. So I don't know if I'm the person to evaluate the food on Top Chef, but I am. I do enjoy watching it. That leads us to the elimination challenge. Their challenge this week is to make a vegetable forward dish with protein as a seasoning or accent. So this is interesting because it's not a vegetarian dish or a vegan dish or anything of that nature, but it's important to highlight the vegetable. It should be the star of the dish. So it's not a vegetarian dish, but it is a vegetable dish. And this is important because obviously they're expected to use some type of protein. They're expected to have, people are using meat, people are using fish, people are using seafood. You know, there's lots of different options, but the vegetable has to be the thing. I think that's really beautiful because, you know, vegetables don't always get like the spotlight. And I think it's nice that they get that time, really. They still go to Whole Foods. I didn't know they had Whole Foods in London, so that's chic. But they get their dollar amount that they get to spend because it's in pounds, not in dollars. So I guess it's a pound amount. Isn't that fun? I guess this should be really obvious to me that it's like, ooh, you're going to have 250 pounds to spend. But something about it, I'm like, oh, that's quaint. Maybe I need to travel more. I haven't been out of the country in a minute. I'm like, oh, no dollars? I know that they don't use dollars in the UK. I probably sound very stupid, but I did not know that they had Whole Foods there. So that's exciting. I guess Amazon has sunk its teeth into the continent of Europe. Sylvia says she wants to be on Love Island. And girl, I can relate. Top Chef is one of those things. I talked to Dawn, who, by the way, Dawn Burrell, if you're not aware of her background, she went to the fucking Olympics in the year 2000. She was a long jumper. Who knew? I knew. I asked her about it. She said that Top Chef is like the hardest thing she's ever done in her life. And she went to the Olympics. So Top Chef, obviously, cool. You love food. You're passionate. But like, wouldn't it be a little more fun to be on Love Island? You get to kick back with your water bottle, wear that little microphone around your neck, and just like make out with people, talk shit. I don't know. I don't really watch Love Island. I'm too busy with Bravo, but I feel you, Sylvia. Top Chef is hard work. Everybody that goes on Top Chef after the season should get like a 2-week tropical vacation on Bravo's dime. Because they are busting their asses in these kitchens, working hard.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
But anyway, back to the challenge. Charbel, he's just making onions and chicken jus, which everybody's like, it sounds a little basic. And yeah, and I can't argue. Sounds a little basic. Sounds like something you could get at Arby's. Obviously, he's not doing like Arby's food. Like, it's giving like French dip sandwich, you know? But more on that later. Gabri in the kitchen spills water in Dawn's pan. And Dawn is trying to make these onion patties, and it's just like, Gabri's like sloshing around the kitchen, just like freewheeling, like nobody else needs the space. Use your brain. And Dawn said she's not mad. She just is bad with time, and like, good for her. But like, get the fuck out of the way. I always wonder with Top Chef, because for the most part, obviously there have been moments in past seasons that have gotten a little more tense, a little more, you know, not everybody is always, you know, BFFs with each other in the kitchen. But I always wonder, like, these people are very competitive. Don't they ever just fucking hate each other? Like, if it was day two, or day two in the kitchen, it's the first elimination challenge, and I'm out here fighting for my life. I have flown across the country. I have cleared my schedule for a month, left my responsibilities at home to be here. And I'm making my onion patty, and you're just like running around the kitchen, splishing, splashing water everywhere. Get your shit together. Like, leave me out of it. Mind your own fucking station. Stay away from me. And Dawn ends up in the bottom. I was, not to go too hard on Gabri, because he's also in the bottom. And to his credit, you know, the judges voiced their concerns about Dawn's dish. And Gabri speaks up, and he offers up the information of what he did to, I definitely think what he did made Dawn's dish weaker. And I appreciated that he, called himself out for that. Because I do think it, I don't know if Dawn would have gone home otherwise, but I think it sort of, it elevated her one notch up. And in the end, Samuel went home. And I was fine with that, you know? He made a tiger prawn with some veggies. I don't know. I was trying to take notes of like everybody's dish. And at a certain point, I think I wrote the word veggies like six times. Because it's all just veggies. Like two people did cassava. Cool. Two people did eggplant. Somebody did cauliflower. We have the onions, which actually, you know, he won the challenge. So good for him. Not so basic. Not so Arby's anymore. But like, okay, so we got a garden salad, that's veggies. Tiger prawn with veggies. Summer bass with garden veggies, that's what Nicole made. Glazed and pickled veggies, that's all I wrote for Amar. Like, I will say when it's like a vegetable challenge, it's hard to be like super inspired. Because everything they were making looked beautiful. Like, the plating was great, whatever. But it's like, okay, it's still just like, eggplant with sauce. It's still just like carrots. I can't get excited about carrots, you guys. I don't dislike carrots, but it's like, it's carrots. So I'm hoping, I really enjoyed this episode, not to be a downer. I'm hoping that next week is like a little more like showstoppery. I don't know. But anyway, Charbel wins for understanding the onion. By the way, he's only 25, and he won the Middle East North Africa franchise 6 months ago before filming this. What? What the fuck am I doing with my life? Nothing. That's what. I'm talking about Top Chef on a microphone. And I will do it till the day I die. Well, I hope everyone has a great weekend. I am excited for this season of Top Chef. Let me know if you're happy to have the Top Chef content back, because it's going to be a good season. I can tell. I can feel it in my bones. I can taste it on my lips garden veggies. Thank you so much for listening. As always, don't forget to rate, review, follow the show with lots more good stuff coming up next week and beyond. So don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. You can follow me at Dylan Hafer. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Betches.